Ukraine's long wait will soon be over. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden plans to sign the $95 billion in foreign aid the Senate approved last night.
Tonight we tell our allies, we stand with you. We tell our adversaries, don't mess with us.
Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, almost two-thirds of the funding will provide weapons and ammo and other military aid Ukraine's been asking for in the war against Russia. Some Republicans oppose that, saying Ukraine is corrupt and we've given them enough. Senator Ted Cruz, among the 18 no votes, telling Fox,
it does nothing, zero, to stop the invasion at our southern border. That's got to be our priority.
Now, the bill also includes a ban on TikTok unless the social media app cuts ties to its Chinese parent company. $26 billion of the aid will go to Israel, which college protesters won't like. That's at Columbia University, where a midnight deadline for pro-Palestinian protesters to take down an encampment was extended. So Fox's CB Cotton reports from the campus.
To see them camped out for at least two more days, the university tells us in its negotiations the students have agreed to a series of concessions. New York House Republicans say too many Jewish students have already been harassed, and they're now calling on Columbia's president to resign.
There are also anti-Israel protests from California to Texas to Massachusetts. The Supreme Court this morning will consider a new abortion case a few years after the ruling that states have a right to ban the procedure. Idaho's law is being challenged, with the Biden administration pushing for greater medical exemptions for women in Idaho to allow more abortions. The day after President Biden went to Florida, blaming his predecessor for appointing Supreme Court justices who overturned a woman's federal right to abortion.
Donald Trump is worried voters are going to hold him accountable for the cruelty and chaos he created. Folks, the bad news for Trump is we are going to hold him accountable.
Florida has a new law effective next week banning most abortions 6 weeks into a pregnancy. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
As Israel wages war against Hamas in Gaza, there's also the battle against Hezbollah on its northern border. That group launched drone attacks at a military base inside Israel, and Israel's military fired back, hitting 40 Hezbollah targets in Lebanon, including storage facilities and weapons sites. There are new rules for airlines to follow. The Biden administration announcing regulations this morning to require airlines to disclose baggage and other fees when booking flights, so we see the full price of a ticket. And airlines would have to give refunds for flight cancellations or long delays. Not a voucher, but money back in the original form of payment. Boeing, under additional scrutiny. Today, the Justice Department will meet with families of victims of two deadly Boeing crashes overseas 5 and 6 years ago.
The meeting between the DOJ and victims' families will take up Boeing's 2021 agreement with the government that families criticized that gave Boeing immunity from criminal prosecution in the fatal 737 MAX crashes that killed 346 people, and whether to pursue a criminal case after the agreement expired in January. The meeting comes against the backdrop of increased scrutiny of Boeing following recent mid-air emergencies involving MAX jets.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Now an update on a ransomware cyber attack. United Health says it did pay the ransom to the hackers
to protect patient data during a February cyber attack on its company Change Healthcare. Not revealing the amount paid, but blaming a Russia-based cybercrime gang it says was able to access protected and personal information that could cover a substantial proportion of people in America. Federal officials are also investigating the breach. The company has launched a call center and a page on its website for concerned patients, offering free credit monitoring. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed, down for the Dow, up for the NASDAQ before the opening bell this hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.